Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I am pleased to bring to you the last, the seventh aliyah of the last parsha, Vayechi, in the book of Bereshit. We continue where the brothers were quite nervous that Yosef, now that their father had died, would take vengeance on them for every bad thing they had done to him, and Yosef explains to them that that's not the way he will do business. So he now comes to the point where he can really put them at ease, that he will in fact take care of them. Va'ata al tirau anochi achalkel etchem ve'etabachem vayinachem otam vayidaber libam. And now therefore do not be afraid, I will support you, meaning financially, you and your children. And he, Joseph, comforted them and spoke to their hearts, meaning he convinced them that everything was going to be okay, he reassured them. Vayeshev Yosef Mitzrayim hu ve'et aviv vayichi Yosef me'av esher shanim. And he, Joseph, and his father's house, that is all the brothers, they settled in the land of Egypt, and he Joseph lived for 110 years. Vayar Yosef Lefrayim Bnei Shile Shim Gam Bnei Machir Ben Manashe Yuladu Al Birkei Yosef. Joseph saw from Ephraim third up to a third generation, even the children of Machir, the son of Manashe, were born on the lap of Joseph, meaning he lived to see his great grandchildren. Vayomer Yosef Alachi Elachav Anochi Meid Velohim Ve'elohim pakod yifkod etchem ve'hela etchem min ha'aretz hazot el ha'aretz asher nishba la'Avraham li'Yitzchak li'Yaakov. And Joseph said to his brothers, I am dying, and God will surely remember you and bring you up out of this land to the land that was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Vayashba Yosef et b'nei Yisrael emor pakod yifkod Elohim etchem v'alitem eratz motai mizeh. And Joseph adjured the children of Israel. He caused them to swear. Vayishba is to swear, but in the Hifil, Vayashba means to cause them to swear, that and it, as follows, God will surely remember you, and you must take my bones out of this. The phrase Pakod Yifko, therefore, takes on a double meaning here. In the last verse, the sense is God will not forget you, that is, even in the darkest exile, he will redeem you. But here, there's kind of a negative sense, or a warning sense. Here, the sense is God will hold you to task, God will remember your swear if you do not take my bones out of Egypt. Vayamot Yosef ben Mea v'eser shanim vayachantu oto vayisem be'aron Mitzrayim. And Joseph died 110 years old, and they mummified him, something I discussed in the last aliyah, and placed him in a sarcophagus, at least I think that's what they call those big stone things that they put the mummies in Egypt, b'Mitzrayim. And of course the book ends off with the word Egypt, and with Joseph's death, since the children of Israel are about to enter the long, dark exile of Egypt. However, redemption, thank God, is just around the corner.